The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is going to be... Christina Lou. We're doing a little bit different today. Christina's going to be with me for the whole show.
Yes.
We still will be doing the Christina Lou show later on in the program, but she's going to co-host
just
with
like
me
for the day.
Just
like a full takeover.
Right, absolutely. It's little by little. Just as always, we like to start the show with a little conversation about Project Independence. Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And the most important thing to remember is 311. If you have any questions, you call 311. But some of the services that are provided by Project Independence is transportation, which is a big one, and we're going to have Shari here later on talking about that. But there's also social work and nursing services available. The transportation, we'll talk about social and recreational programs all week long. Every day, someplace within the town of North Hempstead, there is a program, whether it's going to exercise your body, your mind, anything. There's always something going on. And of course, the 311 number, which I always bring up, actually, Project Independence, since inception, has gotten over 150,000 calls on 311. So, and every call is answered within 24 hours. And if we do not have the service you're looking for, like actually, Shari will talk about that later, we will figure out something for you. We'll send you someplace to an organization that we have already vetted and wants to partner up with the town. And so really, this is a model that now is starting to take place throughout the country in different areas.
Yes, absolutely. We're very fortunate in North Hempstead to have such an amazing program and the support for this program as well. So
that's true, too. It's support. Everybody out there looks into it now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, actually, even the talk show or the radio show here, people are now calling in. They want to come on.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
They realize the listenership is growing, and the people that have come on the show are just tremendous.
Yeah, it's really
just sharing information.
Pleasure.
We have a big day coming up on May 31st with the Viscardi Center.
Yes. Yes, it's a great program. It's the Vision, Speech, and Hearing Awareness Day. I actually went to this last year, and there's such great information there. And it's really, it could be for anyone. So if you're someone who is suffering with vision loss or hearing loss, or, you know, if you're a caregiver for someone, or if you work with that population, I mean, it's really beneficial to anyone, this information. And they'll be, it's very interactive. There'll be different assistive technologies and hands-on demonstrations you'll be able to see, and different hearing assessments as well. So it's definitely a jam-packed day, and I recommend everyone checks it out.
Is it a reservation type thing or no?
Yes. They're asking, you know, because space is limited. So
right.
You would call 516-465-1632. Or you could obviously call 311 and we can get you connected to that too. So that's going to be on May 31st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Perfect.
At the Viscardi Center.
One of the things that when I saw this, I think is very, very important, vision and hearing. And Christina is very much involved in the Project SAFE programs that we do. And SAFE meaning Seniors Against Financial Exploitation. And we have some TV spots actually aired throughout the town of North Hempstead. We do seminars. But one of the things, and I'm the moderator of it, but one of the things that I have come to be very conscious of over the last couple of years is both vision and hearing for seniors create an issue.
Absolutely.
Where they will turn around and sign something because they're too embarrassed to turn around and say, I really can't see it. And the same with hearing. Unfortunately, people with hearing problems do not want to turn around and say, I can't hear you the second. I was at two nights ago. Now I can hear fine. My wife complains that I have like a group hearing problem. When there's too many people around me, it's very hard to concentrate. I didn't know what some of these people were talking about. So you're shaking your head. Because
yeah.
I don't
ask. Right, so you don't want to ask too many.
Right, you say, excuse me. When you say one excuse me, it's like you almost feel a person not listening to you.
Yeah.
So you shake your head and you say, fine. That's okay in a cocktail hour. But when you're doing like a financial or a will or something like that or anything medical, you have to turn around and ask the doctor to repeat himself two or three times if need be. And you shouldn't be, you know, embarrassed to do that, because if you can't see and you can't hear it properly, my mother-in-law has macular degeneration. And so my understanding of that is you don't see the dead center, you see the peripheral.
Yeah.
Which, you know, when she's trying to sign something or read something, it's very difficult.
Absolutely.
And the thing is, unfortunately, I think Otto, who was going to be here with us today, but unfortunately has a family situation, he always is an advocate. Speak up. If you
he
don't
is
see
because,
anything.
You know, and that's what I love with Otto, too, especially nowadays with the, you know, the technology they have for hearing loss or something, you know, because it was so taboo for a while and people didn't want to, you know, be sitting there with this hearing aid in
right,
their
right.
ear and it was, you know, an eyesore and everything. But, you know, Otto talks about this all the time because he's such an advocate of it because, you know, you get to still be part of things, you know. And Otto, you know, you wouldn't even be able to tell that he has a hearing aid in his ear.
Right, right.
It's literally that. you can't tell. And you know, he's such an advocate of really doing that. So, you know, you can age comfortably and be aware of your surroundings too. Because, you know, on the flip side to not taking care of that, because I know with my grandfather, you know, he would be, you know, he had this hearing loss in his ear. And a lot of people would mistake that for him having dementia or something because he didn't hear what was going on and it was a whole...
And you make a comment,
right,
which is so ridiculous
right.
in comparison to
it
depression.
It is. You know, it's just really, you know, and we would always stress, you know, luckily he had my mother and myself to advocate for him and say, you know, you need to talk in this ear. He can't hear out of that ear, you know, because they were like, oh, I think he, you know, it doesn't understand what's going on. It's like, no, he can't hear what's going
right,
on,
right,
you know.
Right.
So it really, there's so many aspects of life that this can trickle into. So I think it's
That's
really,
a good point that you just made, though, because... If I don't hear you, you're not going to look at me as having dementia at
mm-hmm.
this point. You're just
right.
saying he's not paying
right.
attention. But when you're in your 80s and 90s,
yeah, it's
you
like,
say,
it's
oh,
a,
this
right.
person's slipping.
And I remember, I mean, it had happened, you know, so many times that I actually was witness to, you know, because they're just assuming that, you know, that was the issue when they're just not realizing they've got other things going on, you know, on top of that. So, but it's just important. We're all trying to have everyone age in place safely and comfortably.
No, I agree with that 100%.
And
actually,
with
I'm going to
good quality.
You know, if you're involved with a senior center or a library or one of those type organizations or you know any community center, and if you want a Project Safe program, call 311. Because we bring somebody from a vision or a hearing, and we bring somebody from the Attorney General's office or from Nassau County DA's office. Actually, last week I had. A meeting, believe it or not, and this is through Project Independence, therefore Project Safe, the Federal Trade Commission called me.
Oh, okay.
They were referred to me by the U.S. Attorney General's office. And they would like to come around the town to do programs.
Oh, wow.
And one of their big things, which I didn't realize, and we've talked about this in the past, imposter scams. The IRS scam that you hear about and the grandchild scam,
mm-hmm.
those are classified as imposter scams. And I never knew that.
Yeah.
And the woman actually came to my house. And it's a. I'll give a sharing story. I said, "Come to my house." Everything I'd say, "Come to my house."
If anyone knows John, John's so comfort. Come on over.
She said, "You sure we can meet at a diner?" I said, "Please come to my house." I said, "I'm not going to be dolled up for you, but you can come to my house." So I said, she wanted to see my bio. I send her my bio, and she calls me back, and she says, "I have a question for you. Your wife, Stephanie, did she grow up across the street from Queens College?" On the service road of the expressway. I said, yes, she did. Why? She says, I brought your resume home because my husband hears me talking about you and says, I'd like to read about this guy. Believe it or not, her husband, and she says, my husband liked to come with me. I said, he can come. I don't care.
She says, come on, we'll have a party. Everyone come on over. Bring the family.
This woman's husband grew up with my wife and lived next door in an attached house from the time they were born until Steph got married. So for 20-some-odd years.
Oh, my God.
He went off on his life. She went off on hers. You know, she called his mother Aunt Betty.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they were that close.
Wow.
But, you know, everybody went
yeah.
their different ways. And so he came, and we were there for a three-hour conversation. You know, just for a project. So, yeah. But it was wonderful.
That's good.
But the point is, people are concerned about this stuff.
Yeah.
And the town has programs that at the end of the day, you know, unless you avail yourself to the stuff that is free.
Right.
Within this town, it's just
no, and
illness.
That's, you know, especially the Project Safe program in general is such a beneficial one because, like you said, I mean, there's so many, you know, on the surface, you think, oh, you're just protecting you from scams, but there's so many different aspects to protecting yourself from falling victim to any kind of these scams, you know, like these hearing things. So I think it's great that the Project Safe program brings in all these different resources and people to keep you safe. And I want to give a shout out to the wonderful taping you did, John, for Project Safe, which is available on the Town North Hempstead's YouTube channel. You can access that at any time.
Oh, it's a YouTube thing?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yes, you're a YouTube star. You had no idea. But they have, the town has a YouTube channel. It's also on the town cable station, but it's very easy to access on YouTube as well. And you could learn about all the different topics and different tips, which I thought were really wonderful, because you walk away from that with just great, great information.
Which takes us back to Project Independence. It really is. At the end of the day, excuse me, the programs that are put together, and you know, it's 10 years. We just passed the 10-year mm-hmm. anniversary, and I think the most significant part of that is when you look back, and I wasn't around in the beginning. You were, Christina was, but you look back at all that's been created. This cannot happen overnight, unfortunately. Like, so even these different townships that want to get involved, and even Hempstead, I know, recently has expressed an interest in putting something together. You don't just hire 25 people who have caring and knowledge and everything else and put them in a room and call it Project Independence Hempstead.
It's true.
You know, it's a process.
No, it's really, you know, and just to go down that road, you know, I laugh because I remember in the beginning when we would have these meetings with all, I mean, we've literally met with all different townships, other people from different states as well, you know, who say, oh my God, I want this program, you know, and they think like it'll be like, you know, in a little present with a little bow.
Right.
And here's the present.
Christina's <style.
laughs> Here you go. Packaged very pretty. But, you know, there's really what was a blessing with Project Independence is all the different pieces that go into it, you know, because it starts, you know, from the previous supervisor, John Kamen, to Supervisor Bosworth now.
Right.
The support that they gave and all the town council people into this program was, you know, a huge piece. Then you had the staff who was so into the program, and you really see the Project Independence people are invested, no matter what role they play in Project Independence, are invested in whatever, you know, piece of the program it is. And then you have the residents. I mean, you know, so it was like this little trifecta of people who really, you know, it made it work really well. And, you know, like I said, it was such a growing process. I remember, you know, we laugh at work all the time thinking about it just starting, you know, and we had piloted in each different area, you know, so it was like this slow growth. But it was the way to do it, because things were handled appropriately, and we found out what the needs were of each community, because North Hempstead's a huge township.
Right.
And, you know, every community has different needs based upon the location of where they are. So it's an exciting thing to be a part of.
The thing is, what I find so interesting, and this is not happening in many places, the elected officials in the town of North Hempstead, both Republican and Democrat, are very senior, sensitive, and friendly, which is very, very important. I mean,
no,
it's not
absolutely
a matter of like, oh, who really cares? You know,
no, you know what? And I always love, because I remember from the beginning, which I always thought was amazing about, you know, North Hempstead, is that, you know, here are seniors aging in the community. They don't have children anymore in the school system. You know, a huge part of your taxes are school-related taxes. I'm sure all
absolutely
of us are aware. You know, so here, you know, the supervisor and the elected official will say, like, this is our chance to give back to you. So you have, you know, a program because you are a taxpayer as well, even though you don't have a child currently in the school system. So I always to tell that to people, you know, I'm like, oh, I don't know. You know, I don't need the program. I'm like, well, your taxes are going to it. So you might as well, make use of all the wonderful free, you know, services that you can do. So,
but, you know, you do find out that as I've referred people to Project Independence and they've come on the advisory boards, I have not come across, and this is very serious, a person yet who turned around and said, John, that was a waste of my time.
Yeah.
You know, they'll come back and say, thank you very much. Now I'm involved with this. Or the other thing, which is very interesting, they've met somebody. You know,
yeah,
I'm not talking
that's
a date.
But
I'm talking about somebody to go to a movie with, somebody to have a cup of coffee with.
That's one of my favorite parts of the program, when you hear these things, you know, that it made them feel, and I've heard this numerous times, feel part of their community. They're like, you know, I've lived in my community for, you know, 40, 50 years, and until this program, I really felt, you know, part of things, and I knew my neighbors, you know, and it's just, that's the best part.
That's the truth, and that wasn't even a plan, obviously.
Right.
And that's just, and when you talk about seniors and aging, there are certain things that really help aging. And one, diet, of course, you know, the proper diet, exercise. But the third most important thing from the Harvard Business School is socialization.
Yeah, absolutely.
These poor people who live in a home, never come out, they're the ones that become frail.
Yeah, and because that leads, having lack of social, leads to all those, you know, poor health problems. You know, so it really trickles down to ways that you would not even imagine.
So when you're involved in a center or something like this, or in any sort of a Project Independence program, you're talking, and we always push that with Project Safe. If somebody brings up something to you, asks you for something, there's no reason why you can't turn around and say, let me just check with my friends.
That's right.
But actually, right now, we're going to have to check in with a sponsor, and you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.